Did you know that the 4th of July is on a Thursday this year? That's going to be a full weekend of fun out on the deck, 4 days. But if your deck isn't what it used to be and you aren't using it for great family gatherings, you need to call my friends at All Weather Decks. All Weather Decks is a 24-time winner of the Angie Super Service Award. And they probably help one of your neighbors. Click on the map link at allweatherdecks.net. Call All Weather Decks today at 913-206-1974 or go to allweatherdecks.net and mention you heard it on 810. Call now and relax.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. It's a game day Thursday. A red Thursday, October 19th, 2017. Stephen St. John and Nate Bucati with Jake Gutierrez. The Chiefs play the Raiders tonight on Thursday Night Football. Between now and the end of the show, we're going to talk to Gary Lise, get your forecast. If you're going to be out and about, Gary Barnett. Talk some football with us at 8:05. Chiefs great Daron Cherry will be on the show at 8:30 to preview the Chiefs and the Raiders, give his thoughts on the rivalry between the Chiefs and Raiders. And then Will Carroll will get you ready for Thursday Night Football and talk about many injuries that could impact tonight's game. And also get you ready and remind you to set your fantasy football lineups and deal with any injuries that might be impacting your squad. So all that and more coming up right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thanks for watching us on 38 The Spot. Thank you if you came out to Pega's Family Restaurant over on Shawnee Mission Parkway yesterday. We were there from 11 until 1. Jamie Bluma stopped by and had lunch. So it was nice to see Mr. Bluma. Stop by as I was hosting a nice lunch at Pega's. And then for a good amount of people, a lot of good listeners out in Lee Summit stopped by to see us at Stewie McBrew's with the 360 Vodka Girls. Had a nice happy hour out at Stewie McBrew's. Made an appearance on Between the Lines and helped pass out some samples of 360 Vodka. Enjoyed a sandwich called the Beefy Steve. Most people enjoy a Beefy Steve once you taste it. And that was a good happy hour out at Stewie McBrew's in Lee Summit. And so thank you if you stop by Pega's or if you stop by Stewie McBrew's with the good folks from 360 Vodka out in Lee Summit. And so it was a fun day yesterday. Going to be making another appearance later on. I'll tell you about in the next segment. And then, of course, I'll be out at the Haunted Houses. My final appearance at the Haunted Houses tomorrow night from 7 until 10 o'clock at the Macabre Cinema. So all that coming up. And don't forget, we've got our pregame bash on Sunday and on the KC Live stage at P&L to get you ready for the Mizzou and Kansas exhibition basketball game for charity that takes place at 3 o'clock on Sunday. Of course, you can listen to that game right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB, but you can come on out and celebrate whether you have a ticket or not. We'll be on stage from 11:30 until 2:30 on the KC Live stage in the P&L district right across the street from Sprint Center for a big watch party. Pep rally, celebration, whatever you want to call it, basketball party, all kind of good stuff. We'll all get together and have some fun on Sunday afternoon. So we've got all that planned for us. But tonight is a big night for the Kansas City Chiefs as they take on the Oakland Raiders. And I don't know what to expect from this football game, because the Chiefs are still dealing with a lot of injuries. The quick turnaround from Saturday or from Sunday until Thursday night doesn't allow many of those guys to get healed up and get right. It's going to be interesting to see if Alex Smith bounces back from what I thought was a subpar game on Sunday against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Will the Chiefs be more committed to running Kareem Hunt? I don't think they committed enough to it. They had a lot of three and outs, but a lot of three and outs where they were throwing the football in the first half and really didn't try to establish the run game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Raiders have a porous defense compared to Pittsburgh, and so they should have better opportunities, and hopefully I'll see some more first and second down runs trying to establish Kareem Hunt, because he truly is the best offensive player that the team has right now and the most consistent guy, because he's always open if you just turn around and hand him the football. You don't have to beat any coverage. You don't have to protect Alex Smith. All he has to do is turn around and hand it to him, and you keep pounding it away with Kareem Rush. See, I'm thinking about Mizzou basketball. Kareem Hunt, and eventually he's going to break a big one, whether it's in the run game or the pass game. And so hopefully Kareem Hunt's going to have a big night tonight. But the Raiders are a desperate football team. I've said before that I don't think this is a must-win for the Kansas City Chiefs. Certainly it's not, because they're still going to win the AFC West even if they lose the game tonight. I'm fairly certain of that. They're going to win the AFC West. They're the best team in the AFC West. But the Raiders are sitting at 2-4. And if they lose this game, that's 5 in a row. And if they lose this game, they will be 0-3 in the division. And if they lose this game, they will have lost 2 home division games in less than a week. And if they lose this game, it just feels like that is going to be too much of a hole that they've dug themselves early in the season. Number one, for sure, they're not going to compete for the division title. They're not going to be 2-5 and have the Chiefs 6-1, and the Chiefs already have a win in Oakland. The Raiders will be done. The Chiefs can finish them as far as the AFC title race. So for anyone that might have picked the Raiders to win the division, and there was a lot of people, and so if you did, don't feel bad. A lot of people did, but that pick will become null and void tonight. If the Raiders lose, it will be over for them. And it might be over for them as far as the playoffs. You can bounce back from 2-5 and still become a wild card. Look, there's a lot of mediocrity in the AFC. Look, the Patriots are the class of the East. They're going to win that division. But the Bills, the Dolphins, the Jets, they're all at 500 or above, but they're all flawed teams. In the North, the Steelers are going to win that division, I think. The Ravens and the Bengals, the Ravens are 3-3, the Bengals are 2-3. They're flawed teams. Everyone in the South's flawed. That's just a bad division. 3-3, 3-3, 3-3, and 2-4. Who knows who's going to win that division? And really, who cares? And if there's a wild card team out of that division, you know what? More power to them. Good luck. I don't think there will be. But then in the West, the Broncos, they're 3-2. Look how bad they looked at home against the New York Giants. They look terrible. The Chargers, I heard Jack Carey and Kevin Keatsman get into it yesterday about the Chargers, because Jack said there's one team you better look out for in the West, it's the Chargers. Call me crazy, I agree with him. I've seen the Chargers play right down to the wire over and over again and not know how to win, not figure out how to win. Now all of a sudden they've won a couple of close games. That gives them the confidence. I don't know. They already won at Oakland. So check that box. They went right down to the wire in Denver and lost. So they'll get another crack at Denver. I wouldn't be stunned when the dust settled if the Chargers ended up as the second best team in the division. And as I've just showed you, the wild card race is going to be wide open. It's like every division has a division winner, and I don't think the race is going to be very compelling, except for the South. And again, that's just going to be, like I said, the battle of mediocrity. But I don't think anyone's going to challenge New England in the East. I don't think anyone's going to challenge the Steelers in the North, and I don't think anyone's going to challenge the Chiefs in the West. And so we'll see who's left standing in the South, and then out of that, there's not going to be any great wild card teams. I don't think there's going to be any 11 or 12 win wild card teams. I really don't think there's going to be any dangerous wild card teams, to be honest with you. I think the AFC West is very top heavy, and we thought the Raiders were part of that top. Instead, we find out they're a bottom. I just popped my knuckles, by the way. That was for you, Jake.
I hurt my hands thinking about that.
So I will be willing, and that's no big stretch. You don't have to be a football genius to look and see if the Chiefs win tonight and they're 6-1 and the Raiders are 2-5 and the Raiders have already lost a couple of home division games that they're done as far as contending for the division title. But they can certainly still become a wild card team. Any one of the three AFC West teams can become a wild card team because it's just all a bunch of bleh, besides the guys that have shown that they're the class of the AFC. And that's three teams, the Patriots, the Steelers, and the Chiefs. And then I think there's a nice separation between those after those three teams and the rest. And look, so what I said, that's what most people said going into the season. Who's the top four? Patriots, Steelers, Chiefs, and Raiders. The only one that hasn't lived up to that, the Raiders. So take them out of the equation, and it's pretty much what we thought. A very top-heavy conference. And I'll take it because on the top, the Chiefs, and they're heavy. Real heavy.
Just blew my mind.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Well, it sounds like what you're saying is the Chiefs have nothing to lose. The pressure's on the Raiders here. And the Raiders have a lot to lose.
It's a must-win for them, not a must-win for the Chiefs.
That could mean two different things. It could mean that the Raiders come out desperate, play the game of their lives. Could mean that they implode under the pressure.
It also could mean that they're just not very good.
And that's a big point right there.
It just, you know, we could sit here and try to think of all these different things, and it could just be that the Chiefs are really good with a really good head coach, and the Raiders are just okay with an okay head coach, and they're no match for the Chiefs. And that's very possible. Mm-hmm. Sign me up for that one. It's funny if it's true. It's funny because it is true.
I mean, they don't look like a good team right now, offensively or defensively.
Who do you think is the better team?
Between the Chiefs and the Raiders?
Yeah.
Oh, the Chiefs.
By a lot. Right.
I'm jumping to conclusions here after six games. But
right.
I'm going to say the Chiefs are better. I still think the Broncos are the most dangerous team in this division because they're at least really, really good at something. You know, I'm not saying they're going to be great, but they might have the best defense in the NFL still. If you got that, you got a chance. You
know? I don't know. I saw the Giants run wild on them with the zero threat of a passing game.
It's true.
It was. I mean,
that game was weird.
It was weird, and they look like a flawed team, and they have a big steaming plate of caca at quarterback.
Mm. Well, yeah, there's quarterback issues, there are injury issues. They still lead the league in yards allowed per game on defense,
mm-hmm,
even after that. But I think all these teams in the West look flawed now, except for the Chiefs have flaws, but you know what I mean? Like, they're a good team. Not sure who else in the West really is as good as we thought.
Nobody. Well, the Broncos, I see, because I picked the Chiefs to finish first, the Raiders to finish second, the Chargers to finish third, and the Broncos to finish fourth. So the Broncos are better so far than I thought they'd be. But the Sunday night game against the Giants is more indicative of what I think of them. Which is just, even when they're good, though, I don't think much of them. But I guess that's a misleading thing to say. But my point is that's more, and I don't think they're that bad to where they'll get punked by teams like the Giants all year long. But that's closer to what I thought. Like a team that has a mess at quarterback, that an uneven running game. But that surprised me that, you know, they couldn't stop Orleans Darkwa.
Yeah.
I didn't see that one happening. Waiver wire, hope you got him, Kansas City. I didn't. Stupid. But that just means I'm winning. It just means I'm winning. So I don't get him when I'm low on the totem pole when it comes to waiver wire. All right? Maybe I don't want him because I got Kareem Hunt. See, it all comes full circle.
Pretty good.
That's what we do here on Sports Radio 810 WHB and 38 to 5. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB and 38 the Spot. If you're listening on Sports Radio 810, we apologize. Had some technical difficulties in the first segment. That is cleaned up and fixed now. If you've been watching us on 38 the Spot, it's all good in your hood. So we move forward with more talk of the Chiefs and the Raiders tonight in Oakland as the Chiefs look to push the Raiders and their fans deeper into the hole that they've already dug themselves. Deeper into the hole. I'm sorry. I will mention this. I'm going to be out tonight at the... you ever been to the Sand Trap?
No.
In Martin City?
Nope.
Well, I'm going to be there tonight, and with our good friend John Poteet, there is a charity event at the Sand Trap in Martin City. I'll be there from 4 until 6. They're going to be selling raffle tickets for great prizes, and 100% of all the proceeds will be going to providing tournament fees, club fees, gear, and training gear for clubs throughout the Kansas City metro area to play baseball, and basically for kids that may not have the opportunity to play, to have the equipment necessary to play. You know this. You played baseball when you were a kid. It ain't cheap. The baseball bat and the gloves and the cleats. And, like, I mean, you still say it's quite pricey to buy yourself an athletic supporter. I don't know why you still buy them. I don't know why you wear them. It's protection. I get
just
it.
Just in case.
But they're not cheap. I get what you're saying to me. I understand that. And so for kids that don't, you don't want kids left out because they can't afford the equipment. They can't afford to play one of the greatest games. We should all kids should play at least a little baseball when they're a kid. All right? I want, you know what? I'd like to see you guys on a baseball team, an adult baseball team. My dad was on a baseball team when he went away for a while.
Didn't he, like, break his arm or something like that?
A very aggressive base runner while he was in Yankton, South Dakota. And he was playing for the Yankton squad. And it was attempting. I mean, I don't see how you could blame my dad for trying to break up a double play at second base.
He's doing his job.
I mean, I don't see how you could blame him for that. And he injured his wrist, broke his wrist. And so that... that bought him a transfer ticket to Springfield, to the hospital down there where he had surgery. But I'll tell you this, and I asked him this question, and he told me the truth, and this is what the bottom line is. There was no double play. He did break up the double play. He broke his wrist and also broke up the double play. So that's what baseball is all about, kids, at any level. Even if you're not a free man, you can still play baseball. Oh, he's not watching. He gets so mad. I love you, Dad.
It's one thing they couldn't take away from him.
You know what? You know what they couldn't take away from his hustle.
That's right. His heart. His will.
They tried. They could not take away his hustle.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Baseball is an expensive sport.
Get a phone call here in a minute. Okay. And so, to help kids that may not have the opportunity to play this great game that we love, and so giving back is what we do best. And so let's give all youth a chance to play in our community. So you can come out to the Sand Trap in Martin City. Jake's been there, loves it. You spend a lot of time in the sand, don't you, when you're playing the golf, huh? That's a golf joke.
More than David Hasselhoff.
Is that funny? is that funny golf humor or not? Huh?
It's hilarious.
You're in there, you're in the sand so much you might as well wear your flip-flops on the beach, huh?
Bought my sunscreen.
Might as well bring you a bucket and a pickup.
Shovel.
Help me out here.
Yeah.
Well,
I can't top that.
Right,
so funny.
I feel like maybe like you're dead. Yeah,
I got him.
Yeah, you got him. Mm-hmm. So if you want to stop by, I'll be there from 4 until 6. You can also hang out and watch the Chiefs and the Raiders game. Listen to some of the prizes they have. I'd like to hear from you. Verbal confirmation of whether you'd like to win this prize: a Miller Lite Chiefs neon autographed by Eric Berry.
Yes.
He beat you. See, he wins that prize. You just were nodding. This is radio,
yeah,
buddy. Jake couldn't decide if he wanted it.
I won on TV.
No.
Ah. Bullshit.
A 2013 autographed Sporting Kansas City custom playoff canvas.
Yep.
Nope.
No, see, that's illegal. Before I even said it, you can't.
I don't want it.
You can buzz in early if you know what.
So.
Nope.
As soon as you said Sporting Kansas City.
The buzzer doesn't go active until after he finishes the sentence.
Based on the conversation we had yesterday, an autographed helmet signed by...
Yep.
Super DJ Derek Johnson.
Oh
yes. Wow. I'd like to have that on my mantle.
I love him.
Would it be weird if I got that and wore it? Wore it around?
I think that'd be pretty awesome.
Shaking hands and like at a remote. Like, hey, how are you? Come on over here. Go Chiefs. Now, this is what I want. So I will go ahead and say yes before either one of you. Lower level tickets to see Katy Perry. Yeah. Hamana, 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 hamana. It's one of the best concerts that I've ever been to.
Hello.
This is like, you know, all the special effects. And
yeah.
Like, what are you looking at me like that for? It was a great show.
Yeah.
I took my daughters because I love my daughters, you know?
That's right. You did it for them.
I remember I got yelled at by my wife also. That
wasn't Kitty Perry there as well?
Right. I took a picture with a Katy Perry lookalike whose name was Kitty Perry, and I was yelled at by my wife. Because, it was for my daughters. Like, look.
Right. They like that.
Daddy's going to take a picture with Kitty Perry.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Kansas City.
That's just being a good dad.
Right. A Boulevard Royals LED.
Cool.
Oh, boy. I'm going to say this, and Jake's going to go through the roof. A big green egg.
Woo!
A smoker.
Those are
right?
God, that just scared the hell
out
of me.
I know, right? See, I told you. I tried to warn you. You could win a big green egg. Boy, what kind of... You love smoking meat. How much meat could you smoke with a big green egg? Huh?
Enough. Those things are they're ceramic.
Right.
So they hold the heat.
Oh, my goodness.
So you just set it and forget it.
Do you put charcoal in those things?
Yeah. You do. Wood?
Wood, yeah.
Wow.
Would you?
Would you?
Pizza oven. CBE Classic Founders Club tickets. Monday Night Football tickets. How about this? A Sports Radio 810 prize pack, including an Alex Smith autographed football and tickets to see the Chiefs and Broncos on Monday Night Football.
Ooh.
And so you can stop by.
Yeah.
It's $10 per raffle ticket, or you can get 12 tickets for $100. And so each item is going to be lined up, and there'll be like a little bucket in front of the item. And so you buy your tickets, right? And then you go by and say, okay, I want to put all my tickets into this bucket because I want to try to win the Eric Berry autographed neon. No, I want to put all my tickets in this bucket. I want to put all my tickets into Katy Perry's bucket and see if I could win those tickets. It's not actually her bucket.
You can't put your tickets in her bucket.
Look, you know what I mean. So my point is, like, you could, if you really want to win a certain, or you could just spread it around and take your chance to win all those things. And it's for a great cause. And the winner is going to be drawn during each quarter of the game tonight. And you don't need to be present to win. So how's that work? That's perfect, right?
Perfect.
So stop by and see me. I'll be there from 4 until 6 at the Sand Trap in Martin City, raising money for a good cause so kids can play the baseball and have some fun. And you can end up winning fabulous prizes. And so if you were going to buy 12 tickets for $100 and you were going to put all 12 of your tickets into one bucket, for one item that you want most, which one would you pick out of that list?
Man.
Jake, you too.
Super DJ.
Right. He wants the Derek. See, I thought you would either say the Derek Johnson autograph helmet or the big green egg.
I am more of an experienced guy than a possession.
You're an experienced guy?
Well,
that's what I heard about you.
I'm racking up some experiences.
Is that what you're saying?
But no, I like to pay money for experiences more than possessions. So I'm thinking about the Chiefs tickets, but I think I've got a line on Chiefs Broncos tickets.
Ooh.
So I might go for the big green egg because I don't have all I have in my on my back deck right now is a gas, you know, propane grill.
Dude, the big green egg's awesome.
Yeah, they're really awesome. Is.
I feel like if you want to be a real grill Meister, you have to have both the gas grill and you have to have like a charcoal grill.
Right.
You know?
You got to do it all, really.
Yeah. So that's the thing what I would go for. But that all sounds tremendous. If I had that many tickets, I would probably, you know, put a ticket in each
there you go.
Bucket.
So if you want to do that and do what Nate would do, go to the Sand Trap in Martin City. I'll be there today from 4 until 6. I'll be there all night long. Jamie Bluma will also be making an appearance after I do.
Oh,
and,
boy.
You could put some tickets in his bucket and perhaps win him.
Only if he's not looking.
And Jake has just informed me right here that he also knows, you like experiences. He said he knows of a place, $100 for a girlfriend experience, which I don't, is that?
GFE.
is that what it's called?
Yeah.
That's the abbreviation.
You
huh?
know what? Back after this on WHB and 38 The Spot. Get a nice text message from Big Tom, who's watching. Asking me where I got my hat. This hat was purchased 2 years ago at the Chiefs Pro Shop, the team store at Arrowhead Stadium. And I like it because it has the Kansas City skyline. It says Kansas City underneath the bill. And this was, I think this was the draft night hat from 2 years ago. But I like it, and I liked it better than the new draft night hats, and so I stick with it. I don't need the newest. I just need what I like. And also, not very many hats come in size 8 to fit the pumpkin that sits on my shoulders.
I mean, it looks like a brand new hat.
I take care of it.
You know, I don't wear hats very often, but I found this Smart Chiefs
hat. You've got a hat on right now!
Yeah, I found this Smart Chiefs hat at the Kansas Sampler.
What makes it smart?
I don't know. I think it's a smart hat.
Because you're wearing it.
Yeah, that's right.
That was a compliment.
Got a heck of
that?
A brain underneath that hat.
Look at his reaction.
Nope.
He's just shaking his head. Jerk.
Incorrect.
Would you like to hear some fun stats?
Yeah, I would.
Here's your preview. Give me some music. Give me some Chiefs music, your choice. And can you not make it Gary Glitter for once?
Oh, Chiefs, man.
And now that I've said that, let me go ahead and introduce Gary Glitter.
Play Chiefs.
Because I should not have said don't play it, which means he will immediately play it. Again, I should learn my lesson in dealing with Richard and Philip at home. Hey, don't do this. Okay, let me do it. Whoa! Oh, all right. Going to start me
so
up.
So you know here. Why I did that, right?
Why?
Because you said I was going to do what I wasn't going to do, and then I did.
Will you play Start Me Up?
No.
Start us
Will
up.
Will you play, what about Mike Minor? Do you have any Chiefs? He sent us some original music that you refused to play, and I don't know why.
The reliever for the Royals?
No, not the reliever for the Royals.
Well, is that's that same guy?
How do I know? Maybe he is.
Yeah, it is.
In the AFC West... The Chiefs, Raiders, and Broncos all started the season 2-0. Remember that? While the Chargers were 0-2. But last weekend, the tables turned because the Chiefs, Raiders, and Broncos all lost, and the Chargers won. Whatever. The Raiders were looking good. That was their first 2-0 start in how many years? It had been how many years since they had started 2-0? Kind of surprising.
I would guess it's a long time ago since, oh, no, 10 years.
15 years.
15!
It had been 15 years since they started 2-0.
Oh, man.
But that start is over.
Same old Raiders.
Derek Carr's absence for more than 5 quarters didn't help, but the drop-off in the Raiders' offense after the first 2 games has been striking. The team scored 71 points in the first 2 games, but in the last 4... 53. So they scored 71 points in their first 2 games. The last 4 games, 53. They averaged 35.5 points in the first 2 games. They're averaging 13.3 points now. And here's the big one. No giveaways in the first 2 games. 7 giveaways. 7 giveaways.
I think that I disagree with a lot of people. I think that those giveaways hurt your chances to win.
Who disagrees with you?
Like Gary Lezak, turnovers is a stupid stat.
It's a great stat. Total yards per game, they averaged 384. The first 2 games, they're averaging 225 yards of offense per game, their last 4.
So this stat you're throwing out there goes to the Raiders' lack of offense. And we've been talking this week about how Amari Cooper's not playing well. And I don't know if you saw this tweet from Lewis Riddick last night. He said, quote, "I don't know what I hate more, that Amari Cooper is struggling with drops or how simplistic and predictable their pass game and route concepts are."
Ah.
That sounds like an offensive coordinator problem, doesn't it? They got a new offensive coordinator, and Lewis Riddick says that their route concepts are simplistic and predictable.
Sounds like that coaching mismatch I've been talking about. Thank you.
Marcus Peters, after a heavy night of partying last night, will be ready to intercept passes and then either vomit or cramp up on the sideline tonight, is my prediction.
How do you know he partied last night?
Well, he usually ends up vomiting or cramping when he goes back home to Oakland.
Well, see, here's the deal.
Maybe it's because he's nervous. I don't know.
Right, the cramping part, I cannot speak to. But when I get, I've been really nervous before. I'll throw up.
Right.
I've thrown up before the show before.
It seems like that would happen before the game, not like in the third quarter.
I don't know
if it was because of nerves. But it's different by every person's different. I don't know. And I don't really care. If he goes out and picks off two passes last night, I couldn't care less what he did last night.
We're all different.
That's right.
But yet we're all the same.
That's true.
Wow.
Who leads the NFL in offensive touchdowns of 20 yards or more?
Kareem Hunt.
Team.
Oh, team. Chiefs.
Chiefs are second.
Raiders?
Yeah.
Wow.
The Raiders have 8 touchdowns, offensive touchdowns, of 20 yards or more. The Chiefs are tied with the Titans for second with 7. I think if you bump it up to 50, then the Chiefs would lead the league. But this is just 20 and above. Turnovers, huh? When was the last turnover for the Chiefs?
First play of the season in New England when Kareem Hunt fumbled.
Can you believe that?
No. That's amazing.
Look at Jake's face right now. This is one of the few times his mind has been blown. Yeah. According to NFL research, I like to attribute the people that come up with these fine stats, Chiefs have gone 363 offensive plays since their last turnover, the Kareem Hunt fumble in week one. That's the longest streak in the NFL since the 2010 Patriots went 436 offensive plays without a turnover. Why were you so stunned, Jake?
That was a long time ago.
That's crazy, right?
It's a long time ago. It's been a lot of snaps since then.
I mean, not to have a tipped pass intercepted or something tipped at the line.
Or even like a special teams fumble or a muff, you know.
Offensive plays.
Okay.
So that would eliminate that, but the offensive plays, but still.
Look, the Chiefs.
Knock on wood.
You know, so a lot of times the prognosticators like to say that the giveaway takeaway is a stat that will come back to earth. Like if you had a really positive giveaway takeaway one year, then the next year.
Balance.
It's going to balance itself out because it's a luck stat. They think it's a luck stat. And with some teams that proves to be the case. Like right now, the Raiders are -2 in giveaway takeaway. But last year, the Raiders were tied with the Chiefs for the best giveaway takeaway in the NFL at +16. The point about the Chiefs is, under Andy Reid, they've been good in the giveaway takeaway like every year. They were +14 the year before that, the Chiefs. You know, where were they the year before that? Not as good. They were -4 in 2014, but 15. 16 and 17, they've had good giveaway takeaways. It's part of the team.
I love this stat, and we'll end with this. How many interceptions has Alex Smith thrown in 192 pass attempts?
This year? Well, 0.
How many interceptions does the Oakland defense have after facing 183 pass attempts?
Is it 0?
0.
Well, let's hope that continues on both ends.
What were
tonight.
You just doing with your hand, Jake? Well, now you're doing something else. Back at to this with more stats, more facts and figures, getting you ready for the Chiefs and the Raiders tonight on Thursday Night Football. Back after this on WHB. Welcome back to the Border Patrol on Sports Radio 810 WHB. You can watch us on 38 The Spot or listen to us right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. What up? What you doing? What you about to get into? Yeah. Chiefs and Raiders tonight. Tonight. And then after the game, listen to a very angry Sports Radio 810 Chiefs postgame show, whether the Chiefs win or lose. So.
They're going to win.
Well, yeah. It's got a tweet in. Demanding to know if Jake has time to podcast the Sporting Kansas City show. Have you done that? Yes or no? Tell people that he's going to podcast it. He's agreed to do it.
Has he?
Sure.
He's agreed to do it.
Yeah, we.
When I'm done, you know, directing, producing,
who didn't do it?
TV, and
then, I don't want to call. I don't want to name.
Oh,
him.
Yeah, name him.
Charlie screwed us over.
Ah, oh, Carlin, you.
But it didn't take much prompting, did it?
Charlie,
Charlie's a good man. Charlie's a great dude.
Your check's in the mail. Charlie, that 50 I promised you is in your box.
Jerk.
What if you found out I paid him $50 not to podcast it?
I'd be hurt. I'd be hurt.
But if you'd like to hear, who was on the show?
We had Brian Dunseth, former U.S. men's national team player, who's the color commentator for Real Salt Lake, to preview the Sporting Kansas City RSL game that is going to finish the regular season off on Sunday. And we had Peter Vermees. So, but we had a couple people, Matt and Jason.
What up, Matt and Jason?
Tweeted me asking if there was a podcast. So you guys should be listening to the show live right now.
What's wrong with you?
Podcast later.
Don't worry about your life. Just listen to the A10 all the time. Yeah. That's what I tell people wherever I go. Who cares?
Carry a transistor in your pocket.
That work. A transistor radio.
You know you don't have to. You can carry your phone in your pocket now and use the app.
It's better with the transistor radio.
Yep. Hey, is that a transistor in your pocket?
Nope, just happy to see you.
Got the antenna out?
I don't trust those cellular phones.
So Jake will podcast it, and then like if you're getting ready for to go out to a watch party, or if you're going to watch a game or listen to you, whatever on Sunday, because it's decision day, you can get yourself ready. I'm sure you went over all the playoff scenarios.
We did. Got a great breakdown on the game, and we went through the scenarios.
And what's your prediction? What seed will they be when the dust settles?
I'm going to say the fourth seed, which would give them a home playoff game next week. And playoff tickets will go on sale on Monday at noon.
Is that like the most likely thing to happen, or is that what you want to happen?
I don't know if there's lines on it, but I would think that if Vegas had to put odds on it, they would predict Sporting to finish fifth, to be honest. Fifth, to be honest with you.
And then what would their fate be then?
They would have to probably play a road game at Houston on Wednesday, which we don't want. I mean, look, they still got a chance to win even if they do that, but you want the home game. Yeah.
Want that home game.
Want that home game. Match. So if they get a win against RSL, they will guarantee themselves a home game.
Thank you.
It's a big game. Big game.
And hopefully we will have a home game for you to talk about on Monday.
Yeah.
Also, Rick Pitino had a chance to sit down and have an interview. Did you catch this one? I know you're a fan.
I haven't had a chance to watch it. I saw it was Jay Billis doing it. I'd like to think that Jay Billis asked him real questions and went after him. I personally don't really want to hear anything Rick Pitino has to say because I think he's just a flat-out liar.
Here's what the headline says. Pitino, Adidas took my love and passion away from me.
Does that mean no more Italian restaurants? Like, what does that mean, love and passion?
I don't know. The woman that he was rolling around on the ground with at the Italian restaurant, Adidas came in. And, hey,
we're taking her away from you.
Did you know that it's Adidas' fault now?
Is it Adidas that caused him to cheat when he was an assistant coach at Hawaii and
what
rat out his coaches?
What does it say? Adidas took my love and passion away from me.
I'm trying to interpret. Does that mean that, you know, his mistress at the Italian restaurant, or does that mean like it was Adidas way back when he first started down the road of, you know?
Or does that mean some of the scumbag assistant coaches that coach for him have gone on to be head coaches other places? Back after this on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Coming up later, we're going to talk to Gary Barnett and Daron Cherry, one of my favorites. Because he was nice enough to give me an invitation when others have simply refused, like
really?
Nate.
Interesting.
It is interesting to me.
Hmm.
Very hurtful. But Daron Cherry had my back. Will Carroll also will be on the show at 9:05 right here on Sports Radio 810 WHB.